Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, what it do? Good Monday. What's going on? It's me. Ha, Rock. Back in the saddle. Lowercase over there. What's up?
How we doing, Rob?
God, never better. And I always say that, but I mean it. Never better. It's good to be back. Got some sunshine down in San Diego over the weekend while everyone here was underwater. Terrible. Some of these videos.
How'd you shoot this weekend?
I was fine. But you know what? The weather was great.
That's the best part.
Sunny and 66 degrees. I was in shorts and a golf shirt. That's all I wanted. And Dusty was just showing me some vids of the Clackamas River and what's going on down there. Yikes. Hope everyone's okay. Some flooding. Things way up there.
Yeah, that looked dangerous.
It is gnarly, man. And that's no good. But I was telling everyone down there that would listen. I'm like, yeah, it's really messy up there right now. That's why I'm down here. And they're like, yeah, good on you. I almost felt guilty. But then I kind of didn't. So I had a good weekend. So I'm doing great. Now, how's everybody around here? I don't know. I don't know. I haven't seen Suk for a while. Won't see him for a while. I don't know. How's lowercase? Your Steelers got a dub.
I'm feeling great after that. My heart was racing towards the end there, but I'm feeling good.
Was that really a touchdown at the end?
There's no way he crossed that. He didn't cross
the
plate.
That's what I think, too. And they never really showed it. Did they? They show a replay?
They avoided that. The call on the field, I think they were trying to avoid the fact that they had a really bad inadvertent whistle when he was trying to pitch the ball to Goff.
Oh. Yeah, okay, I see what you mean.
Because his momentum wasn't necessarily stopped, and if it's going to run out the clock anyways, run it all the way out. Let the man go down to a knee.
Right. Wild finish. But yeah, okay. Oh, there it is right there. They just showed the replay. Look at that. We ask, we shall receive. I'm watching ESPN's on in here, and they just showed a slow-mo of that last play. And I had not seen a slow-mo. Maybe I just missed it. But it didn't look like he scored a tutty, but they said he scored a tutty, but it didn't matter because of interference. And look at Mike Tomlin, will ya? Everybody said Mike Tomlin should be fired. This reporter was saying John Harbaugh should be fired over Mike Tomlin, and now what do we think?
I still think Harbaugh should be fired.
I agree.
I was never in the fire Tomlin camp.
He's good.
It's just not what we do in the Steelers. It's just not what we do.
He's good. Tomlin's good. He's proven it again. Like, you know, you think, maybe it's time. And then, you just can't quit that guy. All right. Well, big show to plan today. Maybe? Question mark? Probably not. But Mondays are fun, especially after a good weekend football. We'll have a good time diving into all that stuff. I got to get you some hot takes on the college football playoff quarters, since this is going to be my last show for a bit. And so we'll do that today. Oregon, Texas Tech, already on my mind. You know, there was going to be a special guest host today, lowercase.
And who was that?
Well, I was going to have, one second here. Got to pull up my drop pages. Not prepared today. I was going to have the great, the indelible, the unforgettable Dave Bartu as College Football Matrix as a guest host today. And he had to bail. He had a family issue. So we wish him the best and a Merry Christmas. You will not be hearing from the Stat Badger, as I was going to call him today, and see what he thought. You know, I like the Matrix. I think that's a great, you know, College Football Matrix. Dave's known as College Football Matrix, but I feel like he needed a nickname, and I was going to present that to him today. The Stat Badger. Isn't that kind of badass? Or do we not like that?
I think Badger plays well.
The Stat
I
Badger.
Think that's a good, of all animals to pick, the
yeah.
Stat Badger is...
Because he is a like badger. It. He's an animal. He'll rip your face off. Anyway,
you're so cute, Jason.
He couldn't make it in. So the Stat Badger, maybe we'll get him over the holidays or something. Get him some, get his college football playoff quarterfinal takes in there. I know he's running some NFL numbers this year too. So check him out, College Football Matrix, Dave Bartu. Maybe we'll have him on some other day. We did have, I thought it was cool that we had pop up sports today. You know, sometimes sports just pop up and you forget that they were going to be on, or you didn't even know they were going to be on. And I love that about sports. Sometimes, I don't know, like sometimes Major League Baseball playoff games can be this way where they surprise you. Like it's a Tuesday afternoon and you're just going about your business, or maybe even morning. And you're like, oh my God, they're in the third inning.
Wintertime basketball feels like that for me.
You mean like NBA?
NBA. Like Christmas time NBA is always the one where I go, oh, I can watch basketball in between football games right now. And
right.
It turns out it's usually a good game.
Yeah, like standalone game? You mean like, yeah, I see what there's a lot of them. I think that sometimes the NFL Europe games, we forget that they're playing in Europe, and you wake up on a Sunday morning, and it's like 7 in the morning, and you don't want to wait another couple hours for football. You're jonesing, you're ready to go, you got your war paint on, and boom! You turn it on, it's like, oh yeah, there's a game in Europe, and it's usually a crappy game, and it's the Jags or something, but I don't know, it's worth watching. So I think, you know, I love a good flash sale sporting event, and we had one today because I was just hanging around getting the show ready today at my house at, you know, I don't know, 11:30, noon, and I happened to catch on the scroll that Washington State was playing in their bowl game today. And all
they played today?
Damned, yes, it's over, they won! The Cougs won! Go Cougs! Yeah, they won. They played Utah State today. And I even had a bet on it. I bet on the Cougs, but I bet on them weeks ago. I just assumed the game was going to be like, you know, I don't know, kind of like after Christmas in that early bowl game time. But no, they were on today. Surprised the hell out of me. Flip it on. Not the prettiest of games, but they beat Utah State and Bronco Mendenhall 34-21 today. And what that means is, as you well know, the Pac-12 finishes undefeated in this bowl season at 1-0. They did it. Beat that, SEC. Am I wrong? And yeah, it was ugly. They were playing on the blue turf in Boise. And boy, I like Wazoo, man. I think they're scrappy. They're what Oregon State should be. And I enjoyed watching that game, but oof, it was, you know, it was kind of a Mario Cristobal kind of lesson. And we kind of want to blow this game, but we're still really trying hard. But we kind of want to blow this game. Well, they didn't blow it. They held them off. And guys were dropping like flies. I mean, it was terrible. But pop-up sports, you know, the another one that's like that sometimes are NFL Saturday games that surprise you. We had two Saturday games this past weekend. But I remember there have been years where I'm just kicking it on a Saturday. I'm like, oh yeah, NFL game's on. And I pull that up. So it's very exciting. It's like bonus sports. you forget that they're, and they kind of fill a void of time that you would otherwise not have sports or anything cool going on, which is even better, which I think would be an awesome thing for sports to try to, try to liven up the schedule a little bit with some off time games. Like Mac did this, the Mac, you know, the Maction. They just said, you know what? Nobody's watching our crap against all the other crap.
Give me a random Tuesday night.
We're gonna play on Tuesday, and I don't care what the coaches think. I love that. Then they, you know, Maction. It's a thing now. Tuesday nights, Wednesday nights. I don't know when else you could do it, but morning pop up sports, surprise sports are great. So we will get some college football playoff thoughts in here. The Ducks advance. Did anything change for you? I am going to need some help with my survivor pool this week. It's me and seven others playing for an embarrassing amount of money. And boy, it is going to get wild in week 17 because there are no easy ones. And hell, we thought we had an easy one with Houston last week or yesterday with the Raiders, and it was anything but. So we'll talk about that. And where were you when the 2000 NBA Finals edition? I remember, because the Blazers are playing the Pistons tonight. The Detroit Pistons are in town, and they're pretty good. They're fun to watch. It'd be a good time at the Moda Center tonight, and they are commemorating the 2000 West Finals team. Now, remind me again what year you were born?
2001.
Yes, exactly, 2001. So you were possibly conceived. What date?
I'm born September 8th.
Okay, so you...
Most likely December, Christmas time, was when my father...
So this was, yeah, when they
my,
were...
My brother's also September, and I got another brother in August, so it's a known thing.
Okay, so it wasn't... It's a known thing. It wasn't this night that you were conceived, but not long after. It was 2000 NBA Finals. We all remember it. We don't need to relive it. The Blazers losing to the Lakers, blowing it in the fourth quarter. They're commemorating that team tonight, and we have to talk about... That's one of those sporting events that I remember exactly where I was when it went down. You know, like OJ, this is like in the olden days before you were even thought. The OJ chase, you always remember where you were, and there's various things like that throughout the history of sports or your sports lifetime that you remember. And I got to tell you that NBA fan, I'm not even an NBA fan, wasn't a Blazer fan, wasn't a Laker fan. I remember everything about that night, or I guess it was afternoon, I think. See, I remember everything from that date, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that today, and the club coming up tonight. I've got the top pop culture moments from 2025 that you have already forgotten about, and the most iconic Christmas movie characters. Those are a couple of topics we will tackle tonight from 6 to 7. So it's nice to have you along. I'm only back for a day, and then I'm going to head off on vacation. I don't even know why I'm here, but I don't know. One's better than none, I guess. Good to be back. Talking some sport. We got a lot.
I don't think anyone wants to hear the solo show yet.
From
good old Lowercase.
Man, if I hadn't shown up today, that's what we would have gotten.
I guess.
Boy, you talk about throwing you in the deep end. That would have been great. All Steelers talk.
I would just start singing Christmas carols the entire time.
You start rapping. Steeler calls. Well, anyway, I made it. Sue could be in tomorrow. And then we're off the rest of the week, so we've got a lot to get to. Let's start with the college football playoff thoughts from the weekend. Did the Ducks, you know, they advanced, but did anything change for you? We'll start there when we return here on 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The fan text line already on fire today. 503-864-6326, I think. I think that's right. Someone asked, because we had the famous Idaho Potato Bowl today, and it surprised us, and it was great. Washington State, well, the game wasn't great, but it was just nice to have football on a random Monday. And Washington State beat Utah State. Bronco Mendenhall, who's, gained a little weight since I saw him last. Almost didn't recognize him. But he's not like Mike Elko. Boy, you see that fella? That guy. Anyway, we don't need to get into that. Why would I talk about that? That's terrible. I'm awful. It's Christmas time. Anyway, rewind. The famous Idaho Potato Bowl is famous-ish for its fry bath on the winning coach. So the whoever wins, this interim coach for Washington State, he got doused with a tub of French fries, you know, after the game. And it raises two questions. The first one coming from the fan text line. And he says, in honor of the Potato Bowl today, I was curious which side dish you would most like to get poured over you after winning a football game. Great question. I will ask a side question first and say, what type of French fry would you want poured over you after winning a football game? For me, it's the waffle fry.
It might be a steak fry. I really do like a good steak fry. But also, what are those crunchy, you know, pub fries? The ones that usually have the golden outside on them? Those ones.
Those. Maybe the garlic? What do they call it? Like garlic parm fries or something? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, but then you're smelling like garlic parm the entire time. But
that's good, isn't it?
It's not bad.
Well, I was thinking, to answer his question, I was thinking coleslaw. Wouldn't that be cool? I mean, because, you know, well, my first thought was gravy. I don't know why.
A sauce of some sort.
Yeah, like I think fries is kind of a cop-out in a way.
I was thinking applesauce. I don't know why, but applesauce.
Same idea. It's got to be messy. You know, the water, it's probably pretty annoying, but that's the whole point. You don't care. You just want a big football game. But yeah, applesauce, gravy. I think coleslaw would be fantastic.
That's a good one, too.
Because then you kind of eat, you grab a fork and eat it off your neck, you know? Anyway, great question. Good start to the day. All right, well, Oregon won. Final 51-34, I think, was what the final of that game was. And backdoor cover. Backdoor cover, guys. For those of you that hammered Oregon. Yeah, that one probably stung a little bit because it was 48-13, and the Ducks were on the, 5-yard line or something? About to go up 55-13. 20-point spread should cover easily. Yeah, interception and then backdoor cover. So no fun there. And that, you know, I think we're kind of maybe overreacting a little bit to how much that mattered. You know, the second half was not good for Oregon, but honestly, Oregon had no incentive to lay it on. And James Madison had every incentive to make it look respectable, you know.
Yeah.
It was just the, it was just a weird game. I mean, Suk was talking about how all week, or the 2 weeks leading up to the game, how the James Madison quarterback can't throw. Didn't they throw for like 500 yards or 300 yards or something?
He had a nice little game.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, these games, this is why.
273 through the air, yeah, on 48 passes.
Yeah, he threw 48 times. You know, so, I mean, these games just have such randomness to them. They're very hard to predict. But the bottom line is Oregon dominated James Madison. And we knew they were going to dominate, or should dominate James Madison, and they did. So I don't think anything changes, at least for me, regarding Oregon going into the Texas Tech game. I'd already been thinking about the Texas Tech game. Because the reality is Oregon's been a little up and down all year. I mean, they have. They've been a little uneven, if you think about it. And this game was no different. I think, you know, I mean, if you look at these four quarterfinal games, it sort of feels like to me you have, in all four matchups, you have a team, maybe Georgia, Ole Miss, maybe an exception there, because Georgia has had a little bit of an uneven season. Early on, they were not as good. But it's not like everybody's just been all dialed every game all season. I'm just saying that Oregon's been a little up and down. Georgia's been a little up and down. But but my point was, I think if you look at all four quarterfinal games, you've got a team who's been much more consistent playing a team that has been uneven. And I don't think that bodes well for Oregon. And I'm not saying that the James Madison game has made me think this. I mean, it's just Oregon this year. So, I mean, the dirty little secret is they've been pretty uneven, more so in years past under Dan Lanning, I think. And I'm not sure that gets fixed at this stage. I think that's who they are. So I don't think it bodes too well going into a game against a team that is every bit as good as you. But like we were just talking about with the randomness of games and turnovers and, you know, just different special teams and just different things happening that are just so unpredictable in games. How on earth do you pick a winner between Oregon and Texas Tech? I mean, this is the beauty of lacing them up and just, hey, the better team that day. I think, I don't know what's going to happen in that game, but I bet you we don't come back on the radio after that game and have any idea which of those two teams is better. One team will have won the game, but we won't know who's better. They're identical. But my point is Texas Tech has been much more consistent than Oregon this year. I don't love that. Indiana's been much more consistent than Alabama. Ohio State, much more consistent than, yep, Miami. And then, like I said, the Georgia-Ole Miss game, you could maybe say Georgia much more consistent than Ole Miss. And I think that we're at that stage of the tournament where it's now going to matter. It didn't matter against James Madison, but it's going to matter against Texas Tech. And I don't know. Oregon, I don't know. I don't know how you feel about
it. I think this is just going to be a dog pound type of game.
Well, it
like
should
one
be.
One of those, we're just going to move the ball 13-13 in the fourth quarter. Whoever ends up with the ball in the last 2 minutes is going to win this game.
It should be that way because both defenses are good. I mean, I think Oregon's defense is probably going to get a little motivation off of everyone talking about how good Texas Tech's defense is coming into this game, because Texas Tech's defense is awesome. But Oregon's defense is pretty damn good, too.
And Oregon's getting a lot of receivers back, so
yeah,
can be that, a lot of switch up from what we're seeing.
Yeah, well, and I saw it. We'll get into this a little bit later because I want to keep it to what happened this weekend first, and then we'll turn the page and really look at Oregon Texas Tech a little bit. But since you brought it up, I mean, this game it is going to be a war of attrition. The defenses are going to have their day, but you are looking at two of the most explosive offenses in college football. And with DeCorian Moore back and Gary Bryant back, maybe even Evan Stewart back, you know, Dante Moore could have a rough game for 85% of the game because that's what Texas Tech does. That other 15%, he is 100% capable, perhaps more capable than anybody in the country. at catching one of those guys, those speedy guys on the outside, you got to hit a couple of those and they can be game-changing plays. We've seen it already this year from Oregon. And that's what this type of game is. Now, the other thing is, while Texas Tech, I've been lamenting Texas Tech in the red zone, their red zone scoring, the red zone touchdown scoring percentage is like 111th. They don't, when the field shrinks, they're not very good. However, they scored a lot of touchdowns via explosive plays. The Oregon and Texas Tech are two of the most explosive offenses in the country. So it's that. It's like, how do you predict? Okay, not only are the teams fairly even, how the hell do you predict who can pick up an explosive here or there that can change the game? You can't.
You can't.
It's just going to be.
You just can't predict that.
This is so exciting. This is so exciting, which is why I think, and again, probably a topic for later, but I believe we are now at that level in the college football playoff where quarterbacks are going to matter more than ever because all these teams have really good defenses. All these teams have great talent all over the field. The cream is rising. And now amongst the quarterbacks, who can separate on the biggest stage? Who can make those game-changing plays? Dante Moore, I'm taking him over Baron Morton any day. The Alabama-Indiana game is fascinating on that level. Is Mendoza the guy? Or Ty Simpson?
Ty Simpson made a lot of big plays in that
game. That's right. He's capable. But Indiana is a different beast. Their defense is a different beast. Ken Ty Simpson, who steps up there? Chambliss versus, I think, one of the more underrated quarterbacks nobody talks about is the Georgia kid.
And then you also have Carson Beck, who is an eighth-year quarterback, playing against Julian Sand, who's never been to where he's playing at right now.
Isn't this interesting? You know,
this is a great matchup.
The quarterbacks at this point. Now, Miami, on the Carson Beck front, Miami didn't really need Carson Beck in that game. He did not play great. But they didn't really need him. They finally figured out they should run the ball, and they did. And they played great defense and had some special teams plays. But Carson Beck, again, you get to now it's the next level up. The Ohio State defense is a completely different animal. You are going to need Carson Beck. You are going to need Julian Sain. You are going to need Dante Moore. You are going to need Mendoza and Ty Simpson. That's why I think this thing's going to be absolutely fantastic. My whole point there, though, is simply that I don't think we should worry too much about the second half against James Madison. Oregon has been pretty uneven this year. That scares me a little bit coming into this game against this Texas Tech front. But we will get to more of that coming up later. Let's look at the other games. Alabama. Boy, has a game ever turned on a dime quite like that? They looked dead early on in that game against Oklahoma. We'll get to that in Miami, Texas A&M. Coming up next, but first we take a break, and here is, what's your name again? Chris, John, Barry, Tim, lowercase with sports.
EAS.
Okay, before we get back to the playoff games from the weekend, a couple of things came in on the text line about Oregon, Texas Tech, and these are going to be talking points all week and all of next week until the game. One is Texas Tech's strength of schedule. And it's a fair point. I mean, I think that, well, the odds makers have made Oregon a slight 1 or 1.5 point favorite, which on a neutral field, I mean, that tells you all you need to know. The odds makers, they kind of know their stuff, are saying flip a coin. And they'll take action on both sides when they put the spread right there. But then, you know, I'm getting a lot of Duck fans who are like, oh, Ducks by double digits, Texas Tech hasn't played anyone. I think that's, it's fair. Strength of schedule is a big thing. I think Texas A&M was exposed. Now, they're from the SEC, so we had to tread lightly saying they had a really weak schedule. But if you look at Texas A&M, weren't they down 31-0 at halftime at home to an unranked team, South Carolina?
South Carolina.
Yeah, and they won. 31-0, they were losing at home. A&M benefited from not having to play. I think they didn't have to play five of the top six teams, the other top six teams in the SEC. I mean, they got absolutely lucky. Now, give them credit for winning those games, but they were a bit of a fraud, and Miami exposed that. Why I think Texas Tech is not, because you could say the same thing about Texas Tech. They played in the Big 12. They did the one game they lost at Arizona State, their quarterback got hurt. But they did lose at Arizona State on the road by, I think, 4 points. But why I think Texas Tech is not necessarily a fraud like A&M, even though they played the 68th toughest schedule in the country. Oregon, by the way, played the 17th toughest schedule in the country, Texas Tech 68th. So that is a factor. I mean, it should be something we look at. But the reason it's different for Texas Tech is because they absolutely trounced everyone that they played. So I think they won by more than 21 in all of their games. And their scoring margin was the best in FBS. And if you watch them, or you know anything about them, you know they have dudes.
Dominant football.
Dominant.
Both sides of the ball, dudes. Dominant football.
And just players, like just studs. Like you can see them. And Texas A&M had some. Texas Tech has more. So it's not just that you played a weak schedule. It's how did you do against that schedule? And unlike A&M, Texas Tech dominated it. So that's one reason. And I'm not saying that doesn't mean that Oregon isn't better than Texas Tech and that will play out in Miami. All I'm saying is tread lightly with the idea that Texas Tech is somehow a paper tiger because they didn't play, you know, Notre Dame or Indiana or whomever. So that's one thing. The second thing is, and this one is interesting, and I know that the odds makers take this into account when they make these lines, but Oregon is still a slight favorite, and that is the game time. You know, they're flying all the way back to the Eastern time zone and playing at noon back there, which is a 9 a.m. game on their body clock. That traditionally has not been good. Early returns in the Big Ten is showing that the West Coast teams, Oregon, Washington, UCLA, USC, who travel back east to play in the Eastern time zone, when the game kicks off at 9 a.m. Pacific time, they have not fared all that well. Something to keep an eye on. But I do think, though, that odds makers, they're very aware of this, and they build that into the line. So if you're looking to cash in off of that narrative, I don't know that you could, but it is a factor. And I'm sure Dan Lanning is quite aware of it. Off the top of my head, I can't remember game times this year. Did Oregon have any of those this year where they went? I know they played at Rutgers, but that was I think that was Friday night. And I'm trying to think of other games where they had to go back east. Penn State was Penn State a 12:30 kickoff back there? Anyway, I'll go
Minnesota
look that up.
Was a night game.
But that was here.
And then
I'm talking about
Iowa?
Yeah, they're in the Midwest, though.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's about as far as they went.
Well, no, they went to Penn State.
And Rutgers.
And Rutgers was the night. Look up what time that Penn State game kicked off. I can't remember. But anyway, those two factors were brought up on the text line. I want to talk about those. Very interesting. And it is true. The other thing about Texas Tech is they have a lot of really good analytics these days, and they're not basic. Like, Dave Bartu was way out ahead of the curve on a lot of this stuff. A lot of guys were. But Dave Bartu has been doing his stuff for 20 years. And he looks at things like this, and his have evolved over time, as have things like SP Plus, which is Bill Connolly from ESPN. And it's SP Plus is, he calls it a tempo and opponent adjusted measure of college football efficiency. So it's a measure of the most sustainable and predictable aspects of football. If you're lucky or unimpressive in a win, your rating will probably fall. If you're strong and unlucky in a loss, it will probably rise. Okay, this takes into account the exact thing we're talking about with scheduling. He has, Bill Connolly, ESPN, SP+. Ohio State is number one with a rating of 32.3. Indiana is number two with a rating of 31.5. Interesting to note, Indiana beat Ohio State, and he still has Ohio State better. And then number three, he has Texas Tech at 31.1. Very, very telling, considering their schedule. They have the number two offense and the number three defense, according to his rating. And then Oregon is fourth at 28.6, number five offense and number six defense. Again, reiterating the fact, these two teams, by all the measures that you look at, it is absolutely a toss-up. And then if you look at the Sagarin ratings, and I know some people don't like Sagarin, but it's still there, and it's been around for a long time. They have Texas Tech, yeah, they have Oregon fourth and Texas Tech fifth, even with the strength of schedule difference. So just saying, tread lightly on the strength of schedule thing. This Texas Tech-Oregon game is going to be a flat-out war, and it may come down to quarterback. It may be the Dante Moore game, man. It really may be the Dante Moore game. Okay, Alabama-Oklahoma. I've never seen a game turn on a dime like that where I mean, I was texting with a buddy who he had bet on Alabama. He was like, oh my God, this, it was 17-0. He was like, this is over. Like,
I was watching it here.
You were here, yeah. It was over. They looked so bad, Alabama. So terribly, awfully bad. And my God, they rattled off what? Then they outscored him. What was it?
24 unanswered.
Yeah.
24 unanswered. 17-0, then 24 unanswered.
Bro, did not see that coming. Even though I was the one touting Alabama last week, saying I had a hunch about Alabama. Well, I don't know how they did it. I guess it's just that Oklahoma ultimately, and Kalen DeBoer said it. He said, look, we just had to stay with it. We fell behind. We weren't playing well. Just stay with it. And they did. They have the better players and ultimately got the Mateer interception. I thought that was huge. And by halftime, that was it was a completely different game. I mean, they turned that game around in a quarter. And Oklahoma, I mean, in the end, maybe just not that good. So Alabama, what Alabama's bringing to the table, we'll find out next week when they play Indiana. But that was a nice win. Oklahoma now has blown the two largest leads in the history of the playoff. Did you know that, lowercase?
I did not. What was their first one?
I knew you were going to ask me that. And I think it was the Baker Mayfield game. But I'm going to have to go back and check that. Now, I now have a list of things I have to go back and check. But and I do believe that was against Georgia. But they pointed this out on the broadcast. Teams are 28-2 in the college football playoff when leading by 17 or more points. Both of those losses, Oklahoma. So can you trust Alabama moving forward? I don't know. They should be much better. They should play much better, more consistently than they do. Their offensive line should be better than it is. They should be able to run the ball better than they do, but they don't. So maybe Boomer Sooner, not that great. Indiana is certainly a different animal. So maybe the rubber meets the road for Alabama. It's just hard to tell. They're so damn up and down. And then we have Miami, Texas A&M.
I really like that game.
Dude,
I think that's going to be a very sneaky, good matchup.
Oh, wait. Who are you talking about? Ohio State, Miami? Yeah, I was talking about Miami, Texas A&M. I'm not looking ahead just yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the one we just watched. And that one, I thought what you were going to say is what I'm about to say, which I thought the Miami, Texas A&M game was oddly compelling. I don't know why. It was crap, but I loved every minute of it. We're going to talk about that coming up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come on. Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So the two things I had to look up. Textures helped on the first one. The Penn State game was 4:30 kick for Oregon. So I'm talking about Oregon going, the West Coast teams going back east and playing essentially a 9 a.m. Pacific time game. It was the Northwestern game that was a 9 a.m. Pacific kick. So they're in the central time zone in Chicago, but that game was at 11 their time. So Oregon has, I think it's important for Oregon, since they're going to Miami and having to play a 9 a.m. Pacific time game in Miami, I think it's important that Oregon has been through that at least once. And, you know, in that game, I mean, I guess maybe a little bit of a sluggish start, but they were up 17-0 at half.
They shut them out in the first half.
Yeah, they shut them out. So, you know, it is a thing. I mean, teams have not fared as well west to east playing that 9 a.m. West Coast time game, but that doesn't mean that it will be a factor in this game, but it's just something to be aware of. And then the other thing was, I was right that it was the Baker Mayfield Rose Bowl game against Georgia. So Oklahoma has now blown the two biggest, there's only been two blown leads of 17 or more in the history of the playoff where a team lost after having led by 17 or more. And Oklahoma has both of them, one of them against Alabama this past weekend on Friday. And then the other one was the 2018 Rose Bowl where Baker Mayfield and Oklahoma led Georgia and Jake Fromm 31-14 and lost 54-48 in overtime. And I remember that game. It was bananas. And I was just looking at the box score. Baker Mayfield was throwing to, in that game, Baker Mayfield was throwing to Hollywood Brown, C.D. Lamb, and Mark Andrews, and Dimitri Flowers. That was Oklahoma's receiving
corps.
Have
you seen who the linebackers were?
In that game? Who would that be?
Roquan Smith.
Okay.
And Kenneth Murray.
Yeah. And how did they lose again? Georgia beat them. Sony Michel was the running back for Georgia, and Nick Chubb, the head.
They also had Mecole Hardman.
Who did? Wait.
Georgia.
Oh, yeah,
did.
He played for Georgia, yeah. Yeah. That's good stuff. Anyway, Oklahoma lost. All right, where were we? Miami, Texas A&M. I loved it. It was a rock fight. But I got to tell you, guys, I don't know if you guys agree with me on this. There is no ride like the Mario Cristobal ride. I just love it. I just love it. I can't take my eyes off of it. I cannot think of a coach that's this good but also this bad all at once in the history of coaching. In my sports life, I can't think of one that rivals Cristobal. He's got to be maddening if you're a Miami fan. But yet, they're really good. I mean, they are. They got dudes every... Like, Mario Cristobal won a Rose Bowl at Oregon. He is a good coach, okay? But, oh my God, in the game, I don't know what he's watching. Because, like, for example, in this game, you know, it was windy. It was, you know, you weren't going to be making many kicks. And all he did was settle for field goals. And he kept trying field goal after field goal after field... Dude... Go for it. And it wouldn't be all of them, but short yardage. I mean, Jesus, he's the king of surrender punts. And I know he doesn't call plays, but he is the head coach. He can maybe go to the OC who was on the sideline with him and say, listen, hey, maybe we should run the ball. At one point, I was looking at that game. I think it was 3-3. And I forget the Miami running back's name, not Tony, but the other guy.
Mark Fletcher Jr.
Yeah, Fletcher. I remember looking at I think Miami went 3-and-out and threw all three. And had to punt again. And I go, why are they not giving it to Fletcher? And so I looked at the box score. He had 11 carries for 85 yards. And they were not giving him the ball. Now, so again, classic Cristobal. I mean, they were trying every which way to lose that game, even though they were absolutely dominating that game. That is Cristobal in a nutshell, and I'm here for it. I'm here for it every time. It happens every time, and I'm here for it every time. And that, I guarantee you it's going to happen in Ohio State. I think Miami has everything it takes to keep that game with Ohio State close. I'm not impressed by Ohio State's offense. Miami's defense has dudes all over the place. They can run the ball. They have an experienced quarterback. They just have Cristobal. They sometimes the players overcome the coach, and that's exactly what happened in that game at Texas A&M. And then other times, the coach gets the best of them by his dumb decisions. But ultimately, you got to give Cristobal this. In that game, they figured out in the fourth quarter to just hand the ball to Fletcher. And once they did that, whether that was the play caller saying, hey, you know, we need to get back to the basics here, or Cristobal saying that, they figured it out, and it worked. And they got the touchdown, and that's all they needed. But my God, Mario Cristobal was trying to blow that game. Texas A&M Marcel Reed, I mean, they almost won it. Well, I guess they almost tied it at the end. And he threw a pick, and...
Is it crazy to think that this Miami team might be one of the most talented teams?
No, it's not.
But they
It's just... not at all crazy to think.
Yeah.
They got dudes. You talk about Tony Fletcher, Carson Beck.
Their entire D-line.
Yeah, they got guys. I mean, they dominated A&M. Like, if you didn't see that game, you'd look at the box score and go, oh, what a crap game that was. Dude, they owned them. And that Texas A&M offensive line is good. That was in Kyle Field. Really impressive performance.
On the road is big, too.
Yeah, in that environment, really impressive performance by Miami. It's just that, my dude, Cristobal, my bro. So I'm here for the Cristobal ride is like no other, and I'm here for it. And hopefully we get another one against Ohio State. That's a good matchup. It really is. That is a good matchup. Now, I don't have much faith in Ohio State's or in Miami's offense against Ohio State's defense.
But their ability to control the ball and take away time of possession from a team
that has
to score a lot of points in order to win.
Well, and against a defense like that, you're going to need playmakers. And they have, you know, Tony, he's awesome. He had a fumble. He's young, but he is a playmaker. So,
he bounced right back from that fumble, too.
Yeah, he did. He did. They're pretty good, man. They're good on paper. But I don't know. You have faith in old Mario to get it done? I sure don't.
No.
But they're fun. I thought that game was fun. What is the matter with me? What's wrong with me that I thought that game was great? It was 3-0. It was windy. It was 3-0 in like the late third quarter.
Sometimes the playoff just needs a dog pound game where it's just going to come down to who wants it more.
Yeah, it was a battle. It was attrition out there. And Miami just stuck with it. And got it. All right, there's your college football playoff thoughts. We will look forward to Oregon, Texas Tech a little bit more later. But when we return, let's get to the NFL weekend recap. Who was that dude Kansas City threw in there? What is happening? We'll be right back on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.